Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, March 9th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything, where he answered questions like, does using captions help reach? And can stories be scheduled? We'll talk about all the questions that he discussed and share a video that he also recorded talking about the stories archive, how to access it, what's inside of it, and how you can sort all of your past stories by different ways. We'll get into all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with the reach questions. This first one, does using captions help reach? Now, it's unclear to me from this question if the person is asking about what I would call captions, but I really mean subtitles, or do they mean caption, the text that you write before you post? Unclear to me which one this person is referring to, but in Adam Mosseri's answer, he seems to indicate that this person is referring to what you write at the bottom before you make the Instagram post.
It can't hurt. It's not going to guarantee you significantly more reach, but in general, I think it's great to give people some more context about what you're posting about. It also helps with search indexing, so I would try it, but I wouldn't stress about it if you don't have a caption to add.
For future reference, I'm going to call the things that appear on the screen that match what you're saying subtitles, and the text that you type in before you make an Instagram post as a caption. I think going forward, that's going to be the safest way to explain the difference between those two. Let's go on to the next question, which has to do with notes. The question, how do you rank notes? What this person is referring to is the messages that appear at the top of the inbox, where you can write a little status message or link to a song. And the person is asking in what order those appear.
Notes are about starting conversations between friends. So it's primarily based on whether or not you think you're going to actually message that person. So we look at things like, have you messaged them in the past? Have you tapped their notes in the past? That sort of thing. But ideally, we're bubbling the notes up to the top of the notes tray that you are the most interested in.
That answer is not surprising. It's very similar to how Instagram shows you the stories that you are most likely to watch first. That's how the order of stories is presented to you when you open the Instagram app. All right, let's move on to the next question, which has to do with trial reels. The question, why do some accounts get trial reels? This is a really good question. First, if you have a personal account, you need to have at least 1,000 followers before you'll have access to trial reels. If you have a professional account, you can actually get trial reels at 200 followers. So there's a little bit of a difference there. Here's Adam's answer to the question about why everybody doesn't have trial reels.
We try to give trial reels to everybody for whom it would be relevant. So I believe it is all public accounts with at least 1,000 followers right now. I need to double check that. But if you're a private account, it doesn't really make sense to have access to trial reels because they're going to people who don't follow you, and people who don't follow you can't actually see your posts.
It's good we're talking about this. I actually covered it on the show about 2 weeks ago, I think. The @creators account has a chart showing the different account types and what features they have access to. I linked to it in that episode. Go back and listen. Check out the link in the show notes, or you can find it on the @creators account. Let's move on to the next question. Do I have to answer every comment? It's exhausting. I would recommend replying to comments because that keeps people engaged in the conversation. If you have people who come to your post and like it enough to make a comment and then return back to continue that conversation, they really care about your content. And I would spend time and effort to cultivate that level of interaction. But if you have so many followers and so many comments that you just don't want to do it, I mean, it's your account. You can do whatever you want.
Absolutely not. And please don't try. If you've got tons of comments, more than you can respond to, then don't exhaust yourself trying to respond to every single one. I think it's great to go in there when you have time, respond to a couple, maybe like a couple if that's easier and faster, get a sense for what the comments are about. Give it a little moment before you get in there because they can kind of be a little wild at the beginning because the people who comment the most quickly are not always emblematic of the average commenter. But engaging with your community is work. So make sure you make the time if you want to, but also that you're okay with not doing it if you don't have the time.
All right, let's go on to the next question, which has to do with DMs. The question, Do DMs ever go to spam? The answer to that is yes. There are different types of filters inside the Instagram DM inbox: primary, general, and request. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways this kind of happens. So one is if someone messages you who you don't follow, that ends up in the requests folder, which is kind of a spam folder for some people. The other thing is that we do have hidden words, and it's on by default for creators and for teens. And so if people are using specific words, particularly ones that seem like they might be problematic in some way, those DMs get filtered. You can go into that spam hidden words folder, but be warned, it's probably filtered for a reason. And then we also even find spam accounts, particularly bot accounts, and we remove them and their messages from the platform entirely. So we're trying to do what we can to keep the DM channel open and clean.
I'm glad he mentioned about the hidden words, because that's actually a great feature. If you are getting spam DMs and they frequently have the same words in them, for instance, suggesting that you buy followers or jewelry or whatever, put those keywords in your hidden words, and then those messages will automatically go to the requests folder in the hidden requests folder, which is buried multiple levels deep at that point. You're very unlikely to see it and be annoyed by it. It's a great solution. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can see if someone screenshotted your story, how to report bugs on Instagram, and if stories can be scheduled. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one: can stories be scheduled? The answer to that is yes, just not through the Instagram app. And I don't think Adam Mosseri knows that there's ways that you can do that using Meta tools to schedule stories for free.
No, we've thought about it, but generally we kind of want stories to be authentic in the moment shares. So if they're planned, that kind of feels at odds with the whole point of stories, but it is something that we do get requests for, so we will consider it over time.
All right, now that he's given his answer, here's how to actually schedule a story using the Meta tools for free. Go to creators.facebook.com, open the Meta Business Suite, select Create Story, upload a piece of content, and select your Instagram story and or your Facebook story, and schedule it for when you want that story to be live. In case you do not have a pen and you didn't write down the address that I gave, I will link to the Meta Business Suite in the show notes so you can get there directly. All right, next question. Can you see if someone screenshots your story? The answer to that is no.
You can't actually see if someone screenshotted your story, but that's a good idea. So I'll talk to the team, see if that's something that we might do.
All right, next question. How do I report bugs on Instagram?
So you can report a bug by what we call rage shaking. So you just shake the phone really hard and a little dialogue will show up, which will allow you to report a bug. The idea obviously came from the place where if you were just so frustrated and you shook the phone should try to figure out that something went wrong and what that might be.
I like that idea, but I think it should go a step further where when you shake the phone, you can also request a feature that the entire rest of Instagram has but you. That would also be a great feature. All right, let's go on to the last question. Can you please add more languages to translations? That is a valid request. There are thousands of languages out there, and Instagram does not support translation for many of them in comparison to the vast number of languages there are on the planet. However, to be fair, they are focusing on the languages that the largest numbers of Instagram users speak. Here's Adam's answer.
I appreciate this. We definitely need to add more languages. We support 9 right now: English, Spanish, Portuguese, Hindi. I think 5 more Indic languages, including Kannada and Tamil. So anyway, check it out if you're a creator. It's a great way to reach people who might not speak the same language as you, but we will be looking to add more languages over time.
All right, that's it for the Q&A section, but the head of Instagram made a video talking about the Stories Archive, which is a fantastic repository of the content that you've created and posted to Stories over the years. Here's the explanation.
Here's a cool feature you might not know about on Instagram. If you go to the Stories Archive, which you can get to going to your profile and then to settings, you can see all of the stories that you've ever posted on Instagram over the years. And there's actually 2 views there that you might not have seen before or noticed. One is a calendar view, so you can see all of your stories laid out on a calendar. It makes it really easy to go way back in time, but also to see generally how often you use stories. And the second is a map. So any story where you added a location sticker will be laid out on that map, so you can see all your stories all over all of your travels, should you have traveled and posted a bunch of stories over the years. Pretty fun way to check out where you've been and get back to some of those memories. Hopefully you enjoy these. More to come. Peace.
All right, that is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.